Hey, greetings, everyone. We sisters are back to share some edifying scriptures with you. We're going to have topics of incorruptible, reconciliation, and redeemer. So, Sister Kyle, if you want to start, that'd be great.
Okay. So, I have 1 Corinthians 9:24-27. Know ye not that they which run in a race run all, but one receiveth the prize? So run, that ye may obtain. And every man that striveth for the mastery is temperate in all things. Now they do it to obtain a corruptible crown, but we an incorruptible. I therefore so run, not as uncertainly, so fight I, not as one that beateth the air, but I keep under my body, and bring it into subjection, lest that by any means, when I have preached to others, I myself should be a castaway. Yeah, I like to read like more of the context for each one.
Mm-hmm.
And obviously we have to fight for this incorruptible crown. It's not something that just happens as we sit back or just believe.
Amen.
Yeah, and I looked up that word keep under the other day, and it had quite harsh connotations to it. That's what you have to do, kill the flesh and bring it into subjection.
Right.
So 1 Corinthians 15:51-55. Behold, I show you a mystery. We shall not all sleep, but we shall all be changed in a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trump. For the trumpet shall sound, and the dead shall be raised incorruptible, and we shall be changed. For this corruptible must put on incorruption, and this mortal must put on immortality. So when this corruptible shall have put on incorruption, and this mortal shall have put on immortality, then shall be brought to pass the saying that is written, Death is swallowed up in victory. O death, where is thy sting? O grave, where is thy victory? That's our awesome hope to look forward to and strive for. You know, the trials of this flesh is just temporal, and Christ is king over death and has the keys of death and hell, as we know, so he's overcome.
He has, amen.
1 Peter 1:3-5. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, which according to his abundant mercy hath begotten us again unto a lively hope by the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, to an inheritance incorruptible and undefiled and that fadeth not away, reserved in heaven for you, who are kept by the power of God through faith unto salvation, ready to be revealed in the last time. Yeah, that's our inheritance, an incorruptible one.
Mm-hmm.
1 Peter 1:22-23. Seeing ye have purified your souls in obeying the truth through the Spirit unto unfeigned love of the brethren, see that ye love one another with a pure heart fervently, being born again, not of corruptible seed, but of incorruptible, by the word of God which liveth and abideth forever. Yeah, his word is incorruptible, and that's what we're born again by. And it goes along with this one, sort of. 1 Peter 1:18-19. For as much as ye know that ye were not redeemed with corruptible things, as silver and gold, from your vain conversation received by tradition from your fathers, but with the precious blood of Christ, as of a lamb without blemish and without spot. And obviously his precious blood is incorruptible.
Right.
And I've got Galatians 6:7-8. Be not deceived, God is not mocked. For whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. For he that soweth to his flesh shall of the flesh reap corruption. But he that soweth to the Spirit shall of the Spirit reap life everlasting. You know, right? Life everlasting is incorruptible. And the flesh is obviously corruptible. And,
mm-hmm.
You know, sin leads to death. And I'll just have the last scripture here, 2 Corinthians 4:17-18. For our light affliction, which is but for a moment, worketh for us a far more exceeding and eternal weight of glory. While we look not at the things which are seen, but at the things which are not seen. For the things which are seen are temporal, but the things which are not seen are eternal. Yeah. You know, we're living in this temporal world which you can see, but we're striving for that which is incorruptible and eternal, and we know that our labours are not in vain in the Lord, so it's encouraging to remember the incorruptible in this corruptible world.
Amen.
Yeah.
Yeah, what an awesome hope and promises that we have set before us if we endure.
Yes, amen, got to endure.
Yeah. Yeah, striving after the incorruptible, that's awesome. I love those verses. Thanks for picking all those. It's encouraging hearing them all.
Yeah.
So we'll go to Sister Cara has reconciliation, I think.
Yeah, reconciliation and reconciled, both. But I have first the definition of reconciled. Found this interesting. To change mutually, that is to compound a difference, reconciled. That's the Greek.
Yeah, interesting, yeah.
Yeah. So I have Matthew 5:24. Leave there thy gift before the altar, and go thy way. First be reconciled to thy brother, and then come and offer thy gift. And I have Romans 5:10. For if, when we were enemies, we were reconciled to God by the death of his Son, much more being reconciled, we shall be saved by his life. And 2 Corinthians 5:17-21. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. And all things are of God, who hath reconciled us to himself by Jesus Christ, and hath given to us the ministry of reconciliation. To wit, that God was in Christ, reconciling the world unto himself, not imputing their trespasses unto them, and hath committed unto us the word of reconciliation. Now then we are ambassadors for Christ, as though God did beseech you by us. We pray you in Christ's stead, be reconciled to God. For he hath made him to be sin for us, who knew no sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God in him. I love that passage. There's just much in there.
There is, yeah. Amen. Yeah.
And then I have Ephesians 2:13-16. But now in Christ Jesus, ye who sometimes were far off are made nigh by the blood of Christ. For he is our peace, who hath made both one, and hath broken down the middle wall of partition between us, having abolished in his flesh the enmity, even the law of commandments contained in ordinances, for to make in himself of twain one new man, so making peace, and that he might reconcile both unto God in one body by the cross, having slain the enmity thereby. I know we're all super thankful for that.
Oh, yeah.
Finished work on the cross.
Amen.
And then I have just one more passage. Colossians 1:20-23. And having made peace through the blood of his cross, by him to reconcile all things unto himself, by him, I say, whether they be things in earth or things in heaven, and you that were sometimes alienated and enemies in your mind by wicked works, yet now hath he reconciled in the body of his flesh through death, to present you holy and unblameable and unreprovable in his sight, if ye continue in the faith, grounded and settled, and be not moved away from the hope of the gospel, which ye have heard, and which was preached to every creature which is under heaven, whereof I, Paul, am made a minister.
Amen.
So, yeah, it's all about Christ.
It is, and notice the F in there, which is endurance.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Big F.
Yeah, there's many of those through the scriptures. the F, yeah. Yeah. Praise God. Yeah, our God is one of reconciliation for us to come to Him. Yeah. What a merciful and loving God.
Amen. It's awesome.
Yeah, let us follow after our Savior who did that. Yeah. Now we'll move on to Redeemer. And I just looked up the definition of just one of them in one of the scripture verses, and most of mine are in the Old Testament. Redeemer is, it's like, let's see, revenger, avenge, ransom, such as to buy back, kind of gives you an idea what Redeemer is. And so we know, if we set the context, we know that our Redeemer is Christ. And I want to start with John 1, 1 through 4. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by Him, and without Him was not anything made that was made. In Him was life, and the life was the light of men. And then down to verse 14. And the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld His glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. So I want to point out, He's the beginning and the end. It's all about Him. And in the Old Testament, it has everything pointing to Him and many archetypes as a shadow of what's to come in the New Covenant. And so, let's see, I think I have like 18 verses. I picked them all, I think, from Redeemer. And so I'm just going to go through and read. I'm not going to comment on them. I'm just going to read them and let them speak for themselves. John, oh, no, my thing just slipped on me. Hold on. Job 19:25. For I know that my Redeemer liveth, and he that shall stand at the latter day upon the earth. Psalm 19:14. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my Redeemer. Psalm 78:35. And they remembered that God was their rock, and their high God their Redeemer. Proverbs 23:11. For their Redeemer is mighty, he shall plead their cause with thee. Isaiah 41:14. Fear not, thou worm Jacob, and ye men of Israel, I will help thee, saith the Lord, and thy Redeemer, the Holy One of Israel. Isaiah 43:14-15. Thus saith the Lord, your Redeemer, the Holy One of Israel. For your sake I have sent to Babylon and have brought down all their nobles and the Chaldeans whose cry is in the ships. I am the Lord, your Holy One, the Creator of Israel, your King. And I'll just say that as you go through here and read it, the verses themselves describe the Redeemer. Isaiah 44:6. Thus saith the King, thus saith the Lord, the King of Israel, and his Redeemer, the Lord of hosts, I am the first and I am the last, and beside me there is no God. Isaiah 44:24. Thus saith the Lord, thy Redeemer, and he that formed thee from the womb, I am the Lord that maketh all things, that stretch forth the heavens alone, that spreadeth abroad the earth by myself. Isaiah 47:4. As for our Redeemer, the Lord of hosts is his name, the Holy One of Israel. Isaiah 48:17. Thus saith the Lord, thy Redeemer, the Holy One of Israel, I am the Lord thy God, which teacheth thee to profit, which leadeth thee by the way that thou shouldest go. Isaiah 49:7. Thus saith the Lord, the Redeemer of Israel, and his Holy One, to him whom man despise, to whom the nation abhorreth, to a servant of rulers, kings shall see and arise, princes also shall worship, because of the Lord that is faithful, and the Holy One of Israel, and he shall choose thee. We can see a lot of descriptive words in these verses. Isaiah 49:25-26. But thus saith the Lord, even the captives of the mighty shall be taken away, and the prey of the terrible shall be delivered. For I will contend with him that contendeth with thee, and I will save thy children, and I will feed them that oppress thee with their own flesh, and they shall be drunken with their own blood, as with sweet wine, and all their flesh shall know that I, the Lord, and thy Savior, and thy Redeemer, the Mighty One of Jacob. Isaiah 54:5. For thy Maker is thine husband, the Lord of hosts is his name, and thy Redeemer, the Holy One of Israel, The God of the whole earth shall he be called. Isaiah 54:8. In a little wrath I hid my face from thee for a moment, but with everlasting kindness I will have mercy on thee, saith the Lord thy Redeemer. Isaiah 59:19-21. So shall they fear the name of the Lord from the west, and his glory from the rising of the sun. When the enemy shall come in like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord shall lift up a standard against him, and the Redeemer shall come to Zion, and unto them that turn from transgression in Jacob, saith the Lord. As for me, this is my covenant with them, saith the Lord. My Spirit that is upon thee, my words which I have put in thy mouth, shall not depart out of thy mouth, nor out of the mouth of thy seed, nor out of the mouth of thy seed's seed, saith the Lord, from henceforth and forever. Isaiah 60:16. Thou shalt also suck the milk of the Gentiles, and shall suck the breasts of the kings, and thou shalt know that I am the Lord. I, the Lord, am thy Savior, and thy Redeemer, the Mighty One of Jacob. Isaiah 63:16. Doubtless thou art our father, though Abraham be ignorant of us, and Israel acknowledge us not. Thou, O Lord, art our father, our Redeemer, thy name is from everlasting. And I have one more from the Old Testament. Jeremiah 50:34. Their Redeemer is strong. The Lord of hosts is his name. He shall thoroughly plead their cause, that he may give rest to the land and disquiet the inhabitants of Babylon. And then I'm going to end with two passages from the New Testament to kind of wrap up and summarize that. Titus 2:11-14. For the grace of God that bringeth salvation hath appeared to all men, teaching us that, denying ungodliness and worldly lust, we should live soberly, righteously, and godly in this present world, looking for that blessed hope in the glorious appearing of the God and our Savior Jesus Christ, who gave himself for us that he might redeem us from all iniquity and purify unto himself a peculiar people, zealous of good works. And the ending here, Revelation 5:6-9. And I beheld, and lo, in the midst of the throne and of the four beasts, and in the midst of the elders, stood a lamb as it had been slain, having seven horns and seven eyes, which are the seven spirits of God sent forth into all the earth. And he came and took the book out of the right hand of him that sat upon the throne. And when he had taken the book, the four beasts and the 24 elders fell down before the lamb, having every one of them harps and golden vials full of odors, which are the prayers of the saints. And they sung a new song, saying, Thou art worthy to take the book and to open the seals thereof, for thou wast slain, and hast redeemed us to God by thy blood out of every kindred and tongue and people and nation. So yeah, what an awesome Savior and Redeemer that we serve. Let us follow hard after him. Amen.
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 Yeah, good scriptures. Yeah. Like saying the singing the Old Testament and knowing that Christ is the Redeemer. There's only one God, and so it's awesome.
Amen. Yeah, the whole book is about him. Yeah, we're blessed to be able to have it, read it, ears to hear and eyes to see.
Amen.
Amen.
Well, that was awesome. Lord willing, we'll be back again to do this again. And until then, hold fast and strive on. May God be praised.